Once upon a time there was a lily. It stood in a secluded place by a little running stream and was well known by some nettles and a few other small flowers standing nearby. The lily was more beautifully dressed than King Solomon in all his glory. And it was free of worries and happy as the day is long. Unremarkably and blissfully, time passed by. Like the little stream, humming and vanishing. But then one day, a little bird came and visited the lily. It came back the following day, then stayed away for several days, before once again coming back. This to the lily seemed peculiar and inexplicable. Inexplicable that the bird didn't stay in the same place, like the small flowers. Peculiar that the bird could be so whimsical. But, as it often happens, so it also happened to the lily, that precisely for this reason it fell more and more in love with the bird. Because it was whimsical. This little bird was a bad bird. Instead of putting itself in the lily's place, instead of being delighted by its beauty and being delighted with it in its innocent blissfulness, the bird wanted to make itself important by sensing its freedom and by making the lily sense how tied down it was. And not only that, but the lily was also talkative, and now told fast and loose true and untrue stories about how in other places, in great numbers, there were lilies far more beautiful. There was a delight and cheerfulness, a delicious smell, a colorfulness, a singing of birds that was beyond all description. This is how the bird spoke, and each story was liable to end with the for the lily humiliating remark that it, in comparison with such magnificence, looked like nothing. Yes, that it was so insignificant, that it was questionable what right actually it had to be called a lily. Lily then started to worry. The more it listened to the bird, the more worried it became. It no longer slept well at night, and no longer woke up happy in the morning. It felt imprisoned and restrained. It started to occupy itself with itself and its living conditions in self-worry. As the day is long. It might be all right, it said to itself, once in a while, for the sake of variation, to listen to the humming of the stream, but day in and day out, always to listen to the same. That really is far too boring. It might be quite pleasant, it said to itself, once in a while to be in a secluded place and all alone, but like this, throughout one's entire lifetime, to be forgotten, to be without company, or in the company of stinging nettles, which really isn't company for a lily, that is unbearable. And then to look so inferior as I do, the lily said to itself, to be so insignificant, as the little bird says I am. Oh, why was I not brought into being somewhere else, under different conditions? Oh, why did I not become a crown imperial? For this, the little bird had told it, that the crown imperial of all the lilies were considered to be the most beautiful, and was the object of envy from all other lilies. Notice, which only made it worse, that the worrying was draining it, but then it had a serious talk with itself, though not serious in a way so that it got the worrying out of its mind, but in a way so that it convinced itself that the worrying was appropriate. For, it said, my wish is not an unreasonable wish. I'm not asking the impossible to become what I'm not, a bird, for example. My wish is merely to become a gorgeous lily. Or maybe even the most gorgeous. During all this, the little bird flew back and forth. And with every visit and every departure, the lily became more and more upset. Finally, it confided and told it all to the bird. One evening they agreed that the next morning they would make a change and put an end to the worrying. Early the next morning the little bird arrived. With its beak it removed the soil from around the lily's root so that it could become free. When this had been accomplished, the bird took the lily under its wing and flew away. For the arrangement was this, that the bird should fly with the lily to the place where the most beautiful lilies blossomed. Then the bird was to help the lily get planted there, in the hope that with the change of location and the new surroundings, the lily might then succeed in becoming a gorgeous lily in the company of the many, or maybe even a crown imperial envied by all the others. Oh, on the way the lily withered. It died on the way.